So, good afternoon. My name is Jerry Scott, and I will be your hearing officer for today. The Prescott Administrative Hearing for July 9th will now be called to order. That's July 9th, 2025. We do want our defendants to know that these proceedings are being recorded and are on the record. As we go through the hearing proceedings, the defendant will come up to the enclosed podium when your case is called. All defendants will have an affirmation of truth, as will each officer. The code enforcement officer will read the case number and describe the violation or violations as may be, as well as the pertinent facts regarding the case. Then the defendant will have an opportunity to speak, present evidence, witnesses, and/or any rebuttal testimony. The administrative hearing officer, being me, will make the decision based upon the evidence presented. The defendant will sign, date, and be given a copy of the judgment with instructions of what you need to do next. If you are ordered to appear at a later hearing date, that information will also be included on the judgment. You have the right to an appeal of the judgment to the Prescott City Court within 20 days from the date of this decision and a filing fee as determined by the City Court. The Prescott City Court's review will be an evaluation of the record of this proceeding, including exhibits or evidence as presented on record today. We will now go forward with the affirmation. All those that will be testifying today, will you please stand and raise your right hand? Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Yes. Okay, thank you. Our first case, number C, as in Charlie, E as in Edward, 2503-004, address being 216 Bradshaw Drive, and defendant owner being listed as Josh Broxma. Okay. Mr. Broxma, you can head up to the podium there. And Mr. West, will you proceed with the details of this case?
Thank you. Will West, Operations Manager for Community Development, CE 2503-004, 216 Bradshaw Drive. This case initiated in this case was initially brought in March 4th. The violation was initially inspected. Mr. Broxma was notified in April and in May for a final inspection. An extension was granted because the mail came back. The property was reposted. This is a continuation of the case that we started last month. In that time, Public Works has met with Mr. Broxma to resolve the issue, which is having material stored in the right-of-way. Currently, Public Works is working through the issue with Mr. Broxma so we can get it resolved. At this time, we're requesting a continuance so that we can continue to work with Mr. Broxma.
Mr. Broxma, do you have anything to add?
I'm not sure what if the court is aware of the situation up there. The court probably knows nothing of what's going on up there, I'm guessing, right?
I'm aware of what has been placed into the case files and pictures and other exhibits as presented, including whatever little communications have been in there, pictures that were presented during the last hearing.
Well, here's my perspective of things. Maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, I have to move dirt around on my own property. So I have to get a permit to move dirt around on my own property. I thought that was crazy, but I did it. And it has to be engineered dirt. Can't just be regular dirt. So it has to get inspected and all this other stuff. So I bring in engineered dirt. I have it inspected, have it compacted and all that. And then a few months ago, I'm in Japan. And I check my email and it says, you've got a fine. I can't remember if this was the fine of $2,000 or something like that for not moving debris on the property. So I come back from Japan. And I walk around the property and I got my phone out. I'm taking pictures and videos. I'm like, where is the debris? You know, there's a little couple little pieces of trash here or there, maybe a piece of wood or something. The public threw some soda cans or something. I'm looking around. I'm driving around. It's a big stretch of property. I can't find any debris. I'm looking at this and I'm pulling my hair out. What are they talking about? So I clean up everything as best I could. I raked everything and I left, and you know, that was it. I didn't realize that the debris was the approved engineered fill that I had to get a permit for and inspected and all that other stuff. And you know, a couple thousand pound boulders, that's not really debris. And then I meet with the city a month ago or so, come to find out, it's the first I've heard, they're expanding the road into my front lawn, moving the road into my front lawn, which means of course, all of that does have to move. Well, I'm not like thrilled about them expanding the road into my front lawn. So I have due process. We're in the middle of trying to figure out how that's going to happen, because they also want to put in a guardrail across my driveway that I'm using. Well, that's not going to work either. You can't put a guardrail across somebody's driveway. So so the reason why things weren't moved is because I was unaware of, you know, to me, that's not really debris. It's kind of vague. That's the part of the land. That's the property, and it was approved and everything else. So now at the same time, the city is giving me an opportunity, because I guess legally that land is theirs. They give me an opportunity. Hey, you can move it and not have us do it for you. It gives you the opportunity to salvage the boulders and what other stuff, which is awfully nice. But then the next aspect is, okay, if I've already paid you for the right to move dirt on my own property, now I'm going to pay again for permits to move the dirt again on my own property, but you haven't told me where I'm helping you to take my land. So I understand the city is short on surveyors. They have not marked it yet. So again, my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do as far as knowing where to move the debris back to allow them. So there's nothing I can do at this point. As far as moving the debris out of the way. Again, I didn't really consider it to be debris since it was approved and everything else. But then also, it's going to be marked. It's on the schedule. Will's getting to it. He's just understaffed and overworked. So my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do. I'm hoping the court will get rid of all fines. I would appreciate that, because there's nothing I can do until it gets marked. And then I will probably, If I lose the negotiations on the expansion of the road, then I'll have to move it anyway. But I would like to salvage the boulders, and I appreciate the opportunity to, move it around myself. But at the moment, there's just nothing I can do at the moment until it's marked. Otherwise, it's a shotgun blast in the dark as to where I'm moving. I kind of got an idea. We went through it a little bit. Well, on the laptop, move it 5 feet here or whatever. But if it gets marked, that makes a lot more sense, because there's irrigation lines in there for trees and other things like that. And so again, there's not much I can do at this time. It's not really debris. It was approved, inspected, engineered, all that like 2-3 years ago. And the first I heard about the road expansion was in the meeting maybe a few weeks ago. That's the first I heard of it. But it still isn't marked as of today. Where I'm losing my land. Make sense?
Actually, it does. And I do understand. Each city property and municipal code has its own easements and right-of-way area, regardless, and it doesn't take much for a city to be able to annex that portion of property. As far as debris is anything that can either obstruct or interfere with any form of those types of progress too. So even if it's not couple cans and some trash bags blowing around, if the fact that the boulders, whether they were approved of for landscaping issues or anything else, if they are obstructing an area that is intended to be used by public works or if it was ADOT or any of those entities, then, you know, it's kind of one of those things that we have to realize an interpretation of. So, and since Mr. West has requested a continuance for you on this while you are working with
city traffic engineer.
Thank you.
He's working with the Public Works Department, who has committed to have the property line and the proposed guardrail improvements located for Mr. Broxma on his property.
And that saves you some permitting there. So so I have no problem with granting an extension on this. As far as the fines, I will suspend them temporarily because you're here present on this. And once we get this resolved, then I can look at them again and decide whether or not to waive them. So as far as that extension, how far are we looking at?
What is the date of the next hearing?
Sixth.
So 1 week prior for the next inspection?
July 30th.
So we would propose inspection on July 30th. The city will try to have that laid out this week as far as the survey. That would give him the remainder of the month to move the material.
Do you think that's going to be enough time?
Yes.
But, okay. Realistically and ideally, do you believe that will be enough time?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then I will do the extension out for the August 6th hearing with the inspection date being July 30th.
So to be continued, basically. Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, do you have some paperwork for
me? I do have your paperwork. I shuffled into all my other paperwork. But at least this time I remembered it.
I
What time of day? Afternoon.
2 o'clock. So we're going to give you a copy of the judgment there. If you'll do a signature that it's an acknowledgement of everything, and then you'll get your own copy.
Do you want it somewhere?
Well, when I go to the survey layout for your property, I'll call you ahead of time.
Okay. I don't know. I send you a text. What's your number? I'll send you a text. Wait. Hang on here. Let's see. 928. 928-308-8123.
Yep. Okay. I have a meeting. I'll call with Randy this afternoon.
Okay. You do have a meeting this afternoon with him. Okay. All right. That it?
That's it.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for coming in. All right, moving forward, our next case, number C as in Edward, or I'm sorry, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, 2308-039. And this is actually, it's two cases still, isn't it?
One of the cases has been dismissed.
Oh, okay. That's why it's not on here. That's good. All right. Address is 2121 Center Point West, and defendant property owner is Hellcat Creations. For the record, they are not present. Mr. West, will you proceed with the details of this case?
CE 2308-039. 2121 Center Point West, multiple violations on this property related to the outside storage of material and screening and a building constructed without a permit. This is a continuation of the previous case. Without going into all of the details, the applicant or the defendant has continued to apply and respond to correction requests for his permits. The last submittal came in Monday evening to our permitting portal, which would mean it would have been processed in either yesterday or today, and it will be out for review to our reviewers this week. So at this time, have been in communication with the attorney for the defendant, and we will continue to ask for a continuance so that we have a the ability to work through the permitting process.
And the continuance on this would be for how long?
Similar, we will continue this for 1 month. So an inspection of June 30th at 2 o'clock and a continuance to the August 6th.
Okay, you mean hearing. July 30th?
July 30th.
Yes, July. We're in July now.
We're in July now, July 30th for the reinspection.
All right. I can do that. And moving, excuse me, I'm moving on to our next case, number Z as in zebra, E as in echo, 2502-023, address being 1106 East Gurley Street. And property is under, excuse me, NDG Investments, LLC. And that would be Yavapai Landscaping. And for the record, the representative for Yavapai Landscaping is present. Mr. Lund, will you proceed with the details of this case?
All right. So the case number for this is ZE2502-023 at 1106 East Gurley Street. This is a continuation of a previously heard case in June 4th of last month. We did a continuance and requested that the applicant be in full compliance by June 26th, which they have not. We have had meetings with Nathan to figure out how to come into full compliance, and I think those have been helpful. They submitted a permit yesterday for the signs, but we do need some determination. The signs appear to be too large at this point, so we need to figure out if they're going to change the size of the signs or apply for a variance. And at that point, we would do a continuation of this case until that process is resolved.
And Nathan, what would you like to add to this?
Yeah, first off, I'd like to say that that's the main way that we take care of providing for our family. As far as that location, that signage, that's how we bring in business. And so I do appreciate your help as far as any way that we can either maintain that signage or as close to it as possible. So I do think that the best thing at this point in talking with Alex and the team is to submit for a variance for a few different reasons, and we can put that in the application. So we would like to submit for a variance at this time. With that said, I have attended another meeting very similar to this and noticed and saw a lot of weed violations. And so I seriously feel compelled that that's something that we would be able to help out with. So whether or not that's a part of the variance or not, I don't want to, you know, blur the lines there by any means. But if there's some way to do that where instead of having a continuance of whether or not it's signage or anything else, like if you come across something that's been pushed down or the can kicked down the road for 2-3 months, we would love to be able to help and have some action on some of those as far as have a quick phone call to our office and take care of some of those issues. Maybe more of not necessarily out of compliance as far as zoning, but like, hey, we're pretty sure that someone's passed away and there's really no one to take care of that. That's where we would love to step up and be able to do that. So that would be one part of the variance with that, in addition to a few other reasons being an opportunity zone and some other things there. So we'll put that in the application. If that all comes down to it at the end of the variance, we need to make some adjustments. Again, that's how we provide for our family. So just I'm not trying to make it difficult. Alex, I was making it difficult for her this morning. It's just kind of going around and around in circles, figuring out what we could do. And I think the variance is the next step for us. So we'd like to do that. But if all else fails and we need to make some adjustments, I would just ask for some time to do that after that process. Ideally, would like to keep the signage the way it is. It is going to be very costly for us to be able to restore either with smaller signage or repaint or re-roof because it's on the roof of the building. So to either re-roof or paint or smaller signage. So it would be kind of an eyesore for a little bit before we came up with a plan as far as what we'd be putting up there. So kind of threefold there. We'd like to go for a variance. If there's any way that we could come up with something creative to help those that, you know, as opposed to being pushed through here when it could be a quick phone call and we can take care of a property for a homeowner or someone that's deceased, be able to help out and would want to help out with that. And then if we need to, just submit a design with the specs, because there was nothing accounted for on the variance. Again, anything that we can do on the variance, maybe just a little bit more on the square footage or keeping it the same. You know, gosh, if we can make it bigger, but I'm just asking to keep it the way that it is right now. So,
well, I can tell you that I don't have that authority. What my authority is to kind of reiterate and reinforce what our community development and code enforcement processes are. So as far as working on a variance and or changing your signage or whatever you have to do, that's the main point of I'm here to basically ensure that you come into compliance with those items. Anything else you proffer, that's something you're going to have to work out with the community development. If you can offer services to help within the community, that's wonderful and that's great. And I honestly have no idea who you would talk to about that. But it's something that you can probably address with our community development, and then they can guide you from there. So on that, basically, I am looking at, I will allow for the continuance.
If we do a continuance, we will need the variance submitted no later than July 24th. That way we can schedule it for the Board of Adjustments on August 21st. We need time to post the property, send notifications, and get all of our items entered into Civic Clerk for approval. So we would need that submitted by July 24th. At that point, we could continue this to the September hearing officer, since the Board of Adjustments would have a decision by then.
That would put that on September 3rd.
Yes.
And as for the getting submitted by July 24th, my recommendation would probably be to get it done before noon. That way, it can be processed into the system and available to those that need to review it.
Agreed.
Nathan, okay. Does that July, sound good to you?
By July 24th?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And you will have a copy of that judgment as soon as I...
Judgment sounds scary. What's it say on there?
We will find out.
Okay.
And excuse me, my allergies are killing me here. Now, I know I assessed fines on you last time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have them temporarily suspended, and we will revisit them at that point in time when the next hearing takes place on whether or not any would be waived.
Okay, appreciate that.
Bear with me while I try to write quickly.
The gentleman that just went to the office there, that his position is operations manager for community development. Okay. You think that might be, you know, as far as not knowing the, I don't want to call it food chain, but chain of command as far as who to talk to on that? Because it sounds like it's two departments, really, as far as making sure that weeds are taken care of and signage at the same time.
Weeds are controlled by the neighborhood services department.
That's right, yeah.
Whereas zoning for signs is handled by us and zoning, so they're two different departments. Wendy would probably be who you want to talk to.
Okay. Well, and I can talk to her, but I don't necessarily want that to be a dead-end conversation. Is that something that internally between the two departments that you would be able to have a conversation about that? That could be a part of the variance?
We wouldn't include it as part of the variance.
Okay.
We can't exchange favors for increased signage. We have to go by the code.
Okay.
And that's what the Board of Adjustments would be reviewing everything based on.
Okay. What are the biggest changes that you'd see as far as a variance that you've seen approved? What is the, when you've seen signage approved, what are you typically looking for as far as a Board of Adjustments?
We're telling us what you want, and then we'll advertise that, and it's up to the Board of Adjustments whether they feel like you have a hardship that runs with the land or not.
Sure. Gotcha. Okay.
If you're going to tell us what you're asking for, show us the drawings and stuff. And then
it really just be maintaining what we have. Mm-hmm. It's ultimately what.
Sign up for the continuation until September 3rd.
Okay.
Does that say September 3rd? Did I write that correctly?
I think so. September 3rd.
Do you want me to change that to 2026? Yeah, and I guess I was asking as far as something that you've seen approved before, what are some of the hardships that you've seen approved before?
All the hardships are about land topography, steep slopes, so you see a lot. A common hardship we see is, you know, the steepness of a slope, and you have to bring in fill for a height, so you're exceeding our max allowable height. You have to show a hardship.
Okay.
Just copy for you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. All right, our next case, number Z as in zebra, E as in Edward, 2505-013, address being 1333 Iron Springs Road, Unit D as in David, and the defendant listed as Iron Springs Shopping Center, LLC. For the record, defendant is not present. Mr. Lund, will you proceed with the details of this?
Yes, so the case number is ZE2505-013 at 1333 Iron Springs Road, Unit D. This was an offense for feather flag signs that are prohibited per the Land Development Code, Section 6.12.9. And we sent a courtesy letter, and they have removed the signs since the courtesy letter, and we've closed this case.
Always love compliance.
Yes.
So in this, this case is considered dismissed.
Yes.
All right, moving to the next. Case number Z as in zebra, E as in Edward, 2506-001, address 1333 Iron Springs Road, Unit B as in Bravo, also Iron Springs Shopping Center.
Yes, very similar case. It's ZE2506-001, 1333 Iron Springs Road, Unit B, also a feather flag offense that has been resolved.
And this case is dismissed then?
Yes.
Moving on to next case, Z as in zebra, E as in Edward, 2506-004, address being 3055 Gateway Boulevard, defendant being listed as Cadet 23 LLC. For the record on this one, defendant not present.
Yes, this case number is ZE2506-004 for 3055 Gateway Boulevard, the Red Robin. They had feather flags as well. We sent a courtesy letter, and when we went to reinspect, the signs were down. So we've dismissed this case.
All right. Moving to next case, Z as in zebra, E as in Edward, 2506-009, address being 1559 West Gurley Street. Property owner, defendant being listed as William F. and Beverly Ridgeway. And for the record, defendants are not present.
Yes, the case number is ZE2506-009, 1559 West Gurley Street. This was an offense for two feather flags outside of their business. We sent a courtesy letter, and their property manager contacted us to let us know the signs have been removed and will not be put back up. So we have dismissed this case as well.
All right, then. And I see that there are no other cases on this agenda. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, then. Being that there are no other cases before this court is adjourned.